Hey you guys, thanks for stopping by. I wanted to do a little bit of a video about Shekinah Joe, which is Tiny's ex-hairdresser, which became one of her close friends, which became a co-star on her shows. But Tiny is wrapped up in this T.I. and Tiny situation. We don't know how deep it is, but Shekinah has been an emotional wreck for years. Her grandmother passed and she was in a situation with an ex-boyfriend, so she has been up and down emotionally for years, and I really want to send prayers her way. Social media and the internet can be monsters and very mean, so let's just keep Shekinah in our prayers. Stay strong, Shekinah. Thank you for watching my video. Please like and subscribe. Please.
What you be? When we out in the world, you be like, oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, my kids love you. Oh my God, you're my idol. And then you turn around and want to drag a bitch.
You gotta hate
it
out.
You're blocking me up.
What's the
old thing? Going on block. Yeah, I better stop fucking with my friend. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all kill me. My friend out of shit. I want me some.
I love you. But my thing is, you put braces in your mouth to change your teeth. You weren't born like that. And you couldn't wear your head to change your look. You have curly hair or long hair. You weren't born.
She said, I'm the ghetto friend who should have fought Bernice. Do y'all remember? And the flip the on me because I didn't go fight Bernice because it ain't my goddamn thing.
But they still suffering
me.
From nerve damage.
She threatened me. She had me scared to walk around the city of Atlanta. I was scared to walk around my own goddamn city. I was so scared of this. I'm telling you. And it ain't right. It's to everybody who she done with. You've been a victim of her. Inbox me, goddammit. Because this got to stop. Inbox Shekinah Anderson right now. Inbox me. Now I got to go. I know what happened. He knows what happened. So don't sit around. What you won't do on top of everything else is you won't lie on me. Clifford Harris put a gun in my head. Truth is, I didn't have a weapon. Truth is, I didn't call the police on him. Truth is, I didn't sue him and I could have. Truth is, I never spoke about this on the many times I could have spoke about it. That's the truth. That's the truth. And I don't understand how you got these big old balls of steel because you know me. You know me. More than you know me. And I'm the smallest bit of your worries. Don't worry about me. I'm outside the statute of limitations.
I'm just trying to
I don't need nothing
you
from you.
Like I wanna make you mine.
But my truth is my truth.
I'm just spending all my thoughts on you like I need you now. I'm just trying to get to you like I wanna make you mine. Yeah. I'm just spending all my thoughts on you like I need you now. Mary Jane, please love me. Mary Jane, please hurt me. Mary Jane, please take me. Mary Jane, please love me. I'm just trying to get to you like I wanna make you mine.
You don't have to cry, girl, I know.
Yeah. To you, Lenny Small didn't do nothing to you.
shit to you either. They ain't did shit to you. They ain't did nothing to you, though. They don't deserve it. I always remember this. Do unto others as you want to be treated. Do unto others as you want to be treated. Figure it out. Talking about y'all going on a motherfucking riot, man. Y'all fuck crazy hell, baby. You can say fuck them all. I don't give a fuck. You gotta deal with that. Let me go live with you. Gotta go live with him, y'all. I gotta start something. I gotta do some of y'all mentally. Y'all are retarded. I gotta go to work. I gotta let y'all see her work through me. I'd be wrong if I ain't come on here and tell you better. If I ain't come on here and say, look, it's 2,000 people on here. Feel me? It's a 2,000 people heard me. Y'all got to stop. Y'all got to find out what love really is. You know what I'm saying? And what really going on with y'all. Because y'all ain't down here fucking up the city of Atlanta based upon somebody losing their life. Y'all angry. Y'all mad. Y'all selfish. Y'all tearing up people's business. Icebox Indians. They not even white people. Icebox ain't did y'all shit. Y'all done been in the folks store taking that shit. Them people got a family. That shit not right. Gucci ain't did shit to y'all. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. They racist, whatever. I don't want to hear that shit. They ain't did shit to y'all.
Still like shit. I'm still thick as a motherfucker. Big as a house. Okay, guess what? I might be meant to be a big bitch. It's okay. Let me live in what I'm doing. I want y'all to start trusting God, though, man, for real. Please trust him. Give me your life today. He ain't gonna come find you now. Because, you know, he got it. You gotta go seek him. Go seek him. Go say, go make a relationship with him. He your best friend, y'all. I be talking to God. I be like, look, God, look, Dad, look, what's up? Yeah, what's going on? You know? I need a peace, Lord. What's going on? He done saved me and so many trials and tribulations throughout my life. It was God. It wasn't me. Hey, if it were me, I'd be in a mental institution. Y'all would have seen me no more. See? Because it ain't nothing you can do to change. I did not understand that. Now that's another level, but we here just to survive, like, and we make this shit so fucking materialistic. We don't know how to love each other, man. I hate that about us. I don't know how to love. I swear I really hate that. I really hate that we don't know how to love. As
a human society, like, we don't know how to love. I watch people. I stand back a lot. People don't even be knowing who I am, y'all. I swear. I don't come out boastful, right? And I watch people in human life, and I watch people how they treat people. And I watch people how they treat people if they like this person, or if they really, really low. You shouldn't be doing that. Everybody deserves to be treated accordingly, you see? And our race is so fucked up, our culture is so fucked up, our universe is so fucked up. Everybody think like you gotta be a celebrity to make it. Man, I done been a celebrity forever, and guess what? I done had to fucking work in the celebrity. I done made all type of money, but I still gotta fucking work. I still gotta go do hair. I still gotta stand on my shelf. Shit. I still gotta. I'm happy for my clients, and all my clients will come to me. If y'all watching me, man, I want to let y'all know that I am grateful for you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But everybody who buys Chicana Joe products, even though I don't promote my stuff, I just want to let you know that I am grateful for y'all. I'm so grateful that even though I don't even show Instagram shout out. And I can go show y'all like how many people still support me. I'm so thankful for y'all. I never told y'all thankful I am, but I am. Because you helped me, you guys helped me pay my bills and survive, you see? So I just want you to know, anybody who buy, like Chicana Joe, Obelifica, anybody who go get, like, whatever you go get, that's under me. I just want to let you know, thank you. For whatever business you support, and you know that I'm attached to, thank you. I see y'all. And I'm going to see y'all a thank you note, and I'm going to send something where we can go kick shit, because I see the continued support. It ain't just no one support. Like, my supporters, they support me, and I love y'all. I want to let y'all know I love you. I see you. Don't think that you all are going unnoticed. I just hate it's always the negativity that rules. I can't do that but be real with y'all, but I see y'all. I see y'all support. I see how you buy my product. I see how you constantly support me. You know, like, I work hard, she ain't even making no money, but it is. You girls still buy t-shirts, y'all still buy, I work hard outfits. I just don't boast and brag, but thank you. Like, I really appreciate you. If it weren't for you, who the fuck, what would I be? I wouldn't be shit. See? I'm woman enough to tell you thank you. I appreciate you. I swear to God, thank you. And guess what? I'm pulling up to the store. I need some new points. New points short, and I need a Coca-Cola, and I need a water. Okay, amen.
No rock-on.
You give me some rock-ons, too. I need them, too. The police buying me out. They out now doing it to me, but I ain't getting in that line. I'm finna go ahead with you. I ain't even gonna park now.
Maybe you need to park with you.
Maybe I do. Let me put my seatbelt back on, because the devil is like, he ain't finna get me locked up tonight at all. I'm finna let you.
What's up, Chicana? This is a message to yourself. You can't go back. You are a beautiful girl. You got the whole world ahead of you. You gotta start smoking these cigarettes, girl, but you got the whole world ahead of you. You can't go back. You cannot go back. It's only gonna get worse. It's never gonna be better. You can't go back. You gotta look at yourself and figure out what do you feel like you lacking in yourself. And make you think that you deserve to be treated the way you have been allowing yourself to be treated. When you're a child of God. Thank you, Lord. You are a child of God. The Upmost High. He loved you so much. He done showed you so much. Took you through so much. Brought you out of so much. How could you not just trust God? You can't do this. Your father would never want you to go through nothing like this. It doesn't matter. You will be okay because he is your supplier. And you know this. You know, he's your supplier. You got some things you got to work on, baby. A lot of things you got to work on. We ain't worried about this weight. We ain't worried about none of that. You got to live and be happy and beautiful within you. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. You're going to get it together. It's already in this purpose. It's already in this plan. You can't go through this no more. Mm-mm. You got to say goodbye to her. Got to say goodbye. Let it go. Throw it in this water and let it go. And don't look back. Because it ain't nothing back there going on. Everything going on this way. I mean, moving forward. Moving forward. Forward means saying bye-bye to the past. Forgiving the past and letting the past stay back there. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening and tuning in to my podcast. That was Shekinah Joe. That was off of my YouTube channel, Miss Gossip TV, or Reality Drama Queen Miss Gossip TV. That's where you can find me. So, like I said, thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for the next episode. Peace.